Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I like this one.
I don't know if we're going to get advice for this person,
right?
Or if we're going to get commiseration and other stories like this. Every once in a while, we get an OPP that's not so much about them as it is about, commiserating.
Yay! I met my girlfriend's parents for the first time a couple nights ago. We all went out to dinner at their house. Everything was good and they seemed nice, but they said something that bothered me enough. I think I'm going to break up with her.
The girl you're sleeping with, the girl who you like enough or love enough to go meet her parents, she didn't say anything.
No, the parents did. Enough to want him to dump her.
Okay.
I think I'm going to break up with her. In the middle of dinner, her mom said, I hope you treat her like the princess she is, because that's the way we treated her when she was growing up, and it's what she deserves. Nope. No, thank you. I have two rules. The first is, if a girl says her mother is her best friend, I bolt. The second rule holds the same if her parents call her a princess. Are my rules stupid, or are they just a taste of the horribleness that's about to come? This is from Austin.
So two things. We want you to call in and give Austin, you can give him advice. You can tell him that he's overreacting or not. But I think for the most part, what we're going to do is let's talk about your rules of the road. What is your relationship red flag? If a guy says blank, if a guy's parents say blank, if a guy treats a waitress like blank, if a girl says this. When I first read this, I thought this guy is a total D-bag. But when I heard you read it, it makes more like the voice in my head read it like, meh, like he's just like one of these, meh, I don't want to deal with anybody who's called the princess, meh, I'm a D-bag. But when you read it, I'm like, it's not unreasonable.
Right.
Do you?
I wish you would have read the mom's part, because then your amount of snark in there.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I hope you treat her like the princess she is, because that's. Uh-huh. If she said it,
it depends.
Serious?
Well, it depends on how she said it to you. Like if she had both her hands on her daughter's shoulders and going, "You better treat her, this princess."
Brushing her hair and
putting her tiara back on, right?
Yes.
Or was it what moms? You know how parents, especially dads, with their daughters
being cute and funny, but still,
she's
kind of
our
being
princess.
Protective.
Yeah. That. So we just, you got to treat her like a princess too.
What about the other thing?
His other rule, mom and daughter.
If mom's her best friend, you got to bolt.
Well, okay, maybe I'm missing something on that one. What's he implying?
She's too close.
It's
the same thing as I think if we're doing red flag relationship rules, I think there's women who feel the same way that if a guy talks to his mom too much.
Okay, yeah, especially that. But what's the.
It's kind of with a girl, she's like. It's almost like she's one of those, she overshares with her mom. She and her mom are too close, so they're always going to be sitting around bashing your relationship.
That's true.
It's going to be this.
Oh, and she's going to share everything with the mom. So every time you see mom, mom's going to know everything.
Yep. Okay. You're under this constant microscope of not one, but two different women that are related to each other. And one of them, because if your best friend's another girl who's out there in the same dating scene as you are, when you say, oh my God, he was kind of a tool last night. Your best friend can go all guys do that now. They all check their Facebook profile in the middle of dinner, blah, blah, blah. But your mom is going to be somebody who's like, oh my God, you should dump him right. If a girl has her mom as a best friend, it's like having a mortal enemy on her team at all times. You can't ever win the mom over till later.
It's always going to be tagged 2-on-1.
Yes.
When it comes to.
But she might, if she has a regular best friend, she might have the voice of reason to talk to. Mom is a best. I hated this guy when I read the OPP, but when you read it, I like him now. I think he's not he's not as bad as I thought.
And you're right. We all have those little experiences we've been through. And we all say, okay, never again. If this happens, I'm never going to do it again. That's why he has these rules. Obviously, this has happened numerous times.
They're pretty good rules.
I understand the mother-daughter now, too. I always thought that women like it endearing that their men have a great relationship with their moms, not the whole mama's boy thing. So it's not cool if
that's
a guy
such
sees
a fine line. How can you? How
but
can
you like how your wife and your mom, mother-in-law, they have a great relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, so you feel the same way.
No, because my wife lives in a different country than her mom.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they don't
can't
have,
call you right.
They don't have that everyday, like, just.
I don't know how I feel about that part.
Do you have any relationship red flag? Like, I have, like, when I was dating, this is the stupidest rule ever. I can't believe I'm even. This is a red flag rule for me. And it's so dumb. But I would break up with a girl if she had a donut, the spare tire.
Yeah.
On her car for longer than a week. If you get a flat tire, you have to put the donut on. I get it. But if you haven't got that together within 7 days, we're never going to be simpatico. You don't have your crap together.
Dude, I was going to say, I see that. It's just not the donut tire. It's all the things that go with the fact that you either can't afford to change it. You can't.
You don't think it's
important.
Care. There's something
it's
like there's something about a donut that you're going to let some major crap fall through the cracks. And I just look and you know what? You know what's funny? This is why I never dated a stripper. I would go out on a date and it's a stripper problem where it's like you see them like counting out $5,000 in ones and it's like, go to the tire store.
You know, just. Good boyfriend would probably take the car down and take care of the
No, and that's exactly why you can't stay with him because I look at it.
Oh,
like,
they expect you to do, but that's kind of your. It's
they're
kind
looking
of,
for a daddy to come do that crap for them. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly why.
So
that's one of my rules. You got a donut on your car for longer than a week, and if it's longer than a week, you got to say like, "Oh my god, I had finals," or I did. Like, there had to be enough crap on your plate that you couldn't go fix that donut. Then I'm going to let you slide. But if you're riding, look, I'm talking to you. If you're a girl and you're riding on a donut, don't even try hitting on me.
Okay. All right. What I'm picturing is one day you notice that your girlfriends get the donut and you have the stopwatch on.
I'm like,
it's running. We'll see how long she, and if she.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
And then you just, okay, I'm through with you.
Yeah, he's watching.
Get you and your donut tire out of my life.
She pulls up when my watch hits seven days and I walk out. She's like, oh my God, hi, what are we doing? And I'm like, hold on a sec. Nothing. I go look at the tire. I'm like, we're doing nothing tonight. Get out. We're not doing anything tonight.
Get your donut out of my driveway.
Get your donut out. Yes. I'm not wrong on that.
I see the reasoning around
it's
the donut.
It's a diabolical
tire.
Rule. She's looking for a daddy figure. Okay. She doesn't have her crap together. And at some point, she's going to let something major fall through the cracks. And we're all going to die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
So that's your relationship red flag.
All right. So two things going on simultaneously. Is Austin a D-bag for wanting to dump somebody whose parents think she's a princess?
And whose best friend is her mom.
And more than that, we want your relationship red flags. What is the thing where you go, as soon as a guy says this, as soon as his mom, whatever, where he works, whatever, if he puts face paint on before he goes to a football game,
nice.
If you have a relationship red flag, we want to hear yours. Katie?
Yay.
What do you think?
This is what I'm wondering. If the mom made this comment in the middle of dinner, how did the girlfriend react?
Oh, yeah.
That does make a difference, doesn't it? Because if she's like, oh, mommy, I like if. Oh.
If she, you're right.
So if she said, mom, what are you saying? That's one thing. But if she kind of nods and smiles and agrees with her mom.
Bats her eyes. Yep.
That's so,
readjust her tiara. Yep.
If he's reacting this way, I think it's the latter. Can I just thought of another relationship red flag based on this. If your girl or your boy refers to their parents as mommy or daddy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because if she looked at her and was like, oh, mommy, you know I love you.
Then you
who's a schmoopy?
Get up and leave right
there. Oh,
then.
Dude. Yeah. Just turn the table over as a distraction
and
so you
go.
Can get out.
Right. I would totally go by how she reacted to that comment by her parents.
Katie, do you have a donut on your car? Because Slacker would dump you in a heartbeat.
You're untouchable.
No, I don't. Not anymore, I don't.
But have you ever had one for longer than a week?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's because then you're totally dateable. I'm just letting you know right now, I'm not hitting on you. But I'm just, I might be hitting on you.
You're worthy of Slacker.
You're worthy of me.
Yes.
Thank you. How did we get there that suddenly I'm deciding, you shall...
You are not worthy.
Bring me that one. She amuses me. Caleb?
Yai.
Yai, what do you think?
I think Austin has the perfect rules. I dated a girl just like this.
Oh, wow.
Who had a 33-year-old umbilical cord still attached.
Oh, best totally friends attached to mom.
Yeah,
mom would take her out to lunch rather than going to lunch with me and stuff like that. Her dad would take a car to get washed, all this stuff.
Her dad would wash his daughter's car as an adult?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I was paying for her car, I'd probably do it for her, too.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just to make sure it's done right, it's not wrecked and scratched. And
Wow.
Yeah, you need to run.
Go fill up her Nalgene bottle with ice at the gas station for her. It's insane.
How long before you caught on? Did you invest too much time in this?
A year and a half. She was...
She was hot.
Had an amazing body.
There you go. Say oh!
Yeah, it's all starting to make sense. We all make certain sacrifices. Thank you for the call, Caleb. Kimmy.
Yai.
You got a relationship red flag, or are you commenting on Austin? Or both?
I guess I could do both, but my big thing is, like, I'm a princess, and my mom and my dad, like, dote on me for everything. But that, and my mom's like my best friend. Like when something exciting happens, she's the first person I want to tell.
Do you call her mommy?
Me? I don't call her mommy. I call her mom.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that I don't do things for myself or that I need them for anything or that I throw a fit when something doesn't go my way. It's just because someone is doted on and spoiled doesn't mean that it's a bad, like they're a bad person to be in a relationship with.
Kimmy, what's your longest relationship then?
4 years.
Oh, okay. Real quick, I prejudged you because your name got just Kim. Kimmy. You're a Kimmy,
yep,
which
fine.
Tells me you're a princessy kind of. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I actually didn't start going by Kimmy till college because a professor changed my name. My parents actually call me Kim.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool. Good. So just all because right. It's, yeah, doesn't
it,
mean...
But it still is. You just don't realize it.
Oh, wait.
No, I'm just kidding, Kimmy. You're great. You're awesome. I thought of the other side of the mommy rule. If you call your parents by their first name, it's equally as bad.
Because
that means you're cold and disconnected. Like, so if you call them mommy, you're too close to them. But if you say, like, Sheila, like, don't do that. Like, you've got to call them mom or mother.
Well, I was going to ask, because I was always giving crap calling, saying father and mother. That's
you're
too
okay. No, that's okay.
Okay.
Don't call him mommy, and don't call him your dad's
by
name is Martin,
name.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't call him. That would be weird.
Okay.
Because you got to be. Then it show it's you're too detached.
So you're either disrespectful or you're too detached.
Too attached or too
nice.
Detached.
Nice.
I've got all these relationship red flags.
The donut wheel rule.
Colin.
Yeah.
You got a red flag?
Yeah, I can never date a girl that uses her astrological sign as an excuse for her actions.
That's absolutely 1,000% true.
Wow.
It's like she's flipping off and breaking dishes, and it's like, well, I'm an Aries.
Yeah, it just tells me that she can't take responsibility for any of her actions, and she'll just make a BS excuse every time.
You're right. That's a good point. There's always going to be a story, and it's never going to be on her.
Wow. That's a great one, Colin. Add the donut rule to your list of reasons, because I'm adding that one to mine.
That's a good one.
David?
Yai.
You are disguised. What is the relationship red flag you've got?
A 45-year-old woman who was obsessed with old school Disney princess movies.
Oh, okay.
It's
That's a tough call.
Couldn't tell you who was in the White House, but she knows every line from Snow White.
Wow. Okay.
So, like now when you're on a first date with somebody else, do you like slip a couple of Ariel references in there to see if she picks up on it, to see if she's way into it, or how do you, because I get like there's something about
I think I think I actually slip in a couple of UN Security Council questions to see what she's informed on.
Nicely done.
Because there's something about, like, if they're really into princesses, that you might get a little...
Does that translate into behavior then? Or?
Well, you might get a little cosplay out of it, but,
oh,
but then...
You're never going to meet the standards of anybody who's into princesses.
Oh my God, wow. That's right, because she's looking for Prince Charming.
Exactly.
But I like your cosplay thing.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's not bad. If you can get her to dress like Snow White for a couple days, it's not the worst relationship red flag. Thank you, David. Shelby? Oh, Shelby, hang on. I still have the voice disguiser on from the last year. Go ahead, Shelby.
Yay.
What, you got a red flag?
Yes. If he still kisses his mother on the lips, I'm gone.
Ooh. Slacker, you look guilty.
No, I don't, but I can see a point. Like, my wife kisses her mom on the lips because it's a very Brazilians are very affectionate. So I feel like there's my son is going to be 40 years old and still kissing my wife.
Oh,
on the
you
lips.
Gotta nip that in the bud now.
Why is that a red flag for you?
My husband still kisses his grandmother on the lips.
Oh,
so oh no, it's not cute. It's been like a competition with her in her mind with me. So it's created an unhealthy thing with her.
Does she grab his butt while kissing him too? Like
she one time tried to take a nap with him when he was 25.
Whoa!
She tried to take it. She tried to snuggle.
Oh yeah! And he woke up and he's like, "What are you doing?" So it's been a fight.
Wow!
When you see them about to do their lip kiss, it's horrifying. Never mind.
No, I knew.
Do either of them
close their eyes?
Well, okay, moisten their lips before they go in.
Ooh,
that's, he does 100%.
He does?
She? No,
she,
not
oh,
him.
She does. Oh, she licks her lips before they kiss.
Oh yeah.
Gross.
Does he like grab onto her hair from behind and pull?
Stop.
Do the pull in?
She doesn't have much left, but no.
But you sound jealous, like you're losing out, Shelby. Like you're losing out to me.
I am. Are you kidding? She gets all the good snitches.
Everything about this is disgusting.
Oh, Shelby.
All right, thank you, Shelby. I hate everything about that. Why would you do that? Ryan.
Yay.
I think we're at relationship red flags now. What's yours?
If a woman has more than 3 cats.
Buddy, you can knock that number down a digit.
she has 3, then it's offensive.
3, you're already there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The same thing goes for dogs, too. I mean, if they have more than 2 dogs, then I know.
That means she wants a baby, like, right now.
No, it means she can't relate to humans. Like, she gets her affection from things that can't talk to her.
Yeah.
Like, it's the crazy cat. Like, they can say, my cats would never argue with me about that.
Especially when they're holding their hands rocking back and forth.
On the
like
cold linoleum floor. Yeah, no, that's the cat people. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. 2 cats, 2 dogs, or any combination. Somebody who's like, oh, I just have 1 cat, 1 dog, 3 ferrets, a goldfish. And you're like, nope. Somebody who is taking care of too much life.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Plants, animals.
I will say this. A person with too many plants in their house, bat guano, you got to bounce. It's all because they're getting affection somehow.
From things that can't.
It's not reciprocal. It is more with a dog or a cat, but they don't want the talk back.
Wow.
They're not used to talk. Yep. You got to bounce.
Said.
Dude, that is actually a great one. And I'm adopting that one as well. Thank you. We're wrapping this up here. Austin, you can totally bounce on that girl. If you want to give us any more of your relationship red flags, we'd love to hear from you.
On our Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.